We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I used to know that I used to know. I used to know somebody.
The Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On the Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
It was a busy entertainment weekend. And all the news is brought to you by Club Fitness. They're beginning to reopen, lifting the St. Louis community to a healthier, happier place. Adele fans freaked out when she posted a couple pictures on Instagram saying five ciders in. So she's like singing along to one of her concerts on TV, and she was using one of those Mr. fans. Have you seen those personal Mr. fans? It's like a water bottle with a little fan attached to it.
Yeah.
So she's next to her TV acting like it's a microphone because she's a little tipsy. And then the next picture is of her, and it's really blurry, but in her concert video, she has this like amazing, I don't even know what you would call it, like some sort of beaded jacket. And she went into her closet and put it on and started dancing around to the concert in her living room. So people thought that that meant there was big news. And someone said, teaser? Album coming out today? Tell me now. And she said, of course it's not. Corona ain't over. I'm quarantining. Wear a mask and be patient.
Nice, Adele.
I know. But, you know, when Adele posts on, she doesn't post on Instagram very often. But when she does, people freak out. Speaking of someone who does have a new album out, Beyonce, she's releasing a new movie on Disney Plus. It's called, it's a visual album, Black is King, based on the music from The Lion King in 2019. It's written, directed, and executive produced by Beyonce. And Disney Plus dropped the trailer over the weekend. It will come out July 31st.
And it's the music from The Lion King? I'm confused.
Or is it music inspired by?
Yeah, inspired by.
Oh, cool.
The Lion King. Yeah. Okay. Lori Loughlin and Massimo Giannulli. More news. You interested?
Yeah. I think okay. I read this, but I'm listening.
They had to resign from the Bel Air Country Club.
Yep.
It's a sad day.
It was a big ordeal.
Yeah, because apparently the board of directors for their country club said that they were going to suspend them while they were serving their sentence. And then as soon as they finished serving time, they would reinstate them. And a lot of people in the country club were not happy with that. They said this unprecedented board decision allows felons to continue as members and causes irreparable reputational harm to the club and its members.
I talked to some insiders, guys, at the Bel Air Country Club. The deal is there's a rule that says no felons. If you have any felony at all, you cannot be in the club. Okay. So if you follow the rules, you'd have kicked them right out as soon as this went down. But apparently very, very well liked at the club. And Massimo in particular plays a lot of golf. Everybody loves him. Nicest guy in the game. And they were like, all right, we got to make an exception. All they did was bribe people, whatever, which out there, nobody cares.
Yeah, right.
And but then other people stuck to their guns and were like, no, they're out of here. I don't care how nice or stylish he is. Get him out of here. And yeah. So they, and then because of all, it was tearing the club apart, guys. Bel Air Country Club. I mean, they'd never seen such controversy. And they were like, yeah, we're just going to step out. We're just going to resign and make it easier for you guys.
Yeah, I call it the BACC. The Bel Air Country Club, but in this great statement that they released, the BACC is a club of gentlemen and gentlewomen. Gentlemen are not felons, and felons in turn are not gentlemen. You cannot be a member in good standing and guilty of a felony at the same time. It is a non sequitur. Oh, rich people. Khloe Kardashian, okay, just threw herself a birthday party over the weekend with a huge inflatable slide with her face on it.
Nice.
You've got to see this thing.
Old it is face a, or new face?
It looks like the person who designed it got old face. Mm. And she did just post a picture about how she it's too hard for her to stay blonde in quarantine, so she kind of went brunette. And those pictures that we saw like a month ago where we thought she put a bunch of filters on her face. No, that's her new face. Wow. She got a lot of work done. But I think the person, you know, it takes a long time to create a 3-story high inflatable slide with your face on the top of it. So I think it's sort of old face. Which, it's kind of like transitional face, actually.
Which was made of more plastic, the real one or the...
Tough. I think just because of the size of the inflatable slide face, I'm going to go with the slide.
Makes sense.
You have to see this slide, though. It is crazy. I mean, her head is like taller than some people's homes.
Yeah. It looks like something you see like at a, you know, a car dealership, you know, advertising.
This is crazy. She looks like a completely different person.
I know. No one... Why are we not talking about this more? I mean, I still remember.
Because it's the way things are set up. If you slam them, they've got all the defense in the world, but they're doing bad things to our culture, the Kardashians. But if you slam them, then you're, I don't know, anti-Kardashian.
I'm okay being anti-Kardashian. I just feel like love yourself. And why do we all, like, all... People are getting plastic surgery done, yeah. So everybody looks exactly the same.
This slide is awesome.
The slide is insane. Mm-hmm. Do we have a picture of it up online, Kevin?
Do. Yes, you can check it out.
Go to Y98.com. I'm obsessed with this inflatable slide with her face on it. I don't think I realized you could have this done. Well, I mean, when you're a Kardashian, you can pretty much have everything done. Doesn't really matter. That's Entertainment Schmig. We'll have more at 8:40, more online at Y98.com. We'll talk more about this slide for sure. Right now, Lance Hildebrand with a look at traffic.
Okay, just getting an update here with a crash we've got downtown.
Don't stop beating like a drum. My heart never stops beating for you. And long after you're gone, gone, gone. I'll love you long after you're gone, gone, gone.
The Schmig. Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On The Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
Brought to you by Club Fitness. Club Fitness is beginning to reopen, lifting the St. Louis community to a healthier, happier place. Some movie news. The first trailer is out for Respect, the Aretha Franklin biopic starring Jennifer Hudson. It's supposed to be out this December, and it looks great. But it may be pushed back like other movies. Disney pushing back the release yet again of the Mulan remake to August 21st. That was supposed to be one of the 3 films that was supposed to be in theaters in July. Christopher Nolan's Tenet, also supposed to be out next month. They pushed the release date of that back again.
Wow.
Yeah. 4 days, though, until Disney Plus drops Hamilton. And over the weekend, the Global Citizen Unite for Our Future concert happened. Lots of celebrity performances, including Lin-Manuel Miranda, the entire original Broadway cast of Hamilton, joining Jimmy Fallon and The Roots for a socially distanced performance of Helpless.
Heading for a second, thinking the clear through, but then he shakes your head and says, just be true, and you turn back to me, smiling at me.
Lots of other performances, including Coldplay dedicating Paradise to Elijah McClain. If you have not heard the story of Elijah, you should Google Elijah McClain and read just the heartbreaking story. Usher performed a new song inspired by the Black Lives Matter movement. It's called I Cry. And Miley Cyrus performed in an empty Rose Bowl and covered the Beatles' Help.
I know that I need your life. I've never done before. Help me.
Tim, you're a big Beatles fan. How do you feel about that?
Not great. Not great.
Some more casting news. Of course, we've had a few stories with the Black Lives Matter movement talking about casting. Mike Henry, who voiced Cleveland Brown on Family Guy, said it's been an honor to play Cleveland for the last 20 years, but persons of color should play characters of color. Therefore, I will be stepping down from the role.
Doggone it! That's it! No more!
Simpsons also announced they'll no longer use... Was that Cleveland?
Yeah.
They'll no longer use white actors to play characters of color. They'll be recasting for Carl Carlson, Police Officer Lou, Dr. Hibbert, among others. And Allison Brie says she regrets applying the voice for the Vietnamese American character Diane on the Netflix series BoJack Horseman. Christina Aguilera, here's a little things you didn't know in the schmig. Early on in her career, people thought her name was too long and too ethnic, so they presented her with a bunch of choices to change her last name, and one of them was Christina, spelled A-G-E-E. Christina Aggie?
Aggie, I think.
Aggie?
There's a comic, and I think, yeah.
Yeah. She didn't go with it, though.
Well.
I think it was a good choice.
Yeah, Aguilera. I like it.
The Princess Bride. There is a homemade remake with a bunch of celebrities. It was organized by director Jason Reitman. And, oh, man. I'm tempted to get Quibi because it's going to air in short installments on the streaming service starting today.
Hello, pretty lady.
There isn't one set cast. So in each little installment, the parts will be played by like a rotating cast of characters. So a few different couples get to play Wesley and Buttercup, Common and Tiffany Haddish. Joe Jonas and his wife Sophie Turner do a gender swap where Sophie is Wesley and Joe is Buttercup, and their corgi is the rodent of unusual size. Get out of here. Jennifer Garner also plays Buttercup and the old woman who boos. And Hugh Jackman and David Oyelowo are also going to play Prince Humperdinck.
Anybody want a peanut?
Yeah! There are a bunch of other people too. Fred Savage will play his part. Rob Reiner, who directed the original movie, will play...
Well, no, Fred Savage I don't think plays himself, right? Doesn't Fred Savage now play...
The grandfather?
Yeah.
No, he was no, a little boy. I read that Rob Reiner, who directed the original movie, is going to play his grandfather.
Oh, God, I know, but different people do different roles. You might be right.
Yeah, and Josh Gad's going to play Fred Savage's role, too. Mm. Rainn Wilson, Keegan-Michael Key, Neil Patrick Harris, Jack Black, a bunch of people.
Wow.
And Jason Segel, which you know he has to play Andre the Giant, because there's like a famous scene in I Love You, Man. Wasn't it I Love You, Man? Where they did it. They're going to have Legos and action figures, too, to recreate some scenes.
They posted one scene up there, and I mean, it's... Everyone's just taping this thing on their own. So
right,
the dialogue
yeah.
is going... I mean, it's tough to watch. It's a great movie.
Yes.
It's a great script, great actors, but it's still just somebody's 7-year-old daughter taping them
camera.
On an iPhone. Yeah,
right.
I mean, and they're not actually talking to each other.
Yeah, maybe it's not worth getting Quibi, right?
Jack Black is Wesley, and he's got the sword, and it's just a plastic Star Wars lightsaber. And then it cuts to the other guy who's using an umbrella, and they're having a sword fight. I mean, it's cute, but the idea that you can make it through the movie is a little ambitious.
Yeah, I know. But still. That's Entertainment Schmig. More online at Y98.com.
All of equity, you're an asset. Uh-huh. Make sure that you don't need no mentions. These are my only intentions. That's all I plan to do.
Y98, it's the Wake Up with Jen and Tim. And it's time for celebrity birthdays. We're looking at famous people born today, June 29th. Let's take a look at the reason why I wore number 72 when I played flag football. How old is St. Louis's own Dan Dierdorf?
Hi, everybody. This is Dan Dierdorf, and you're listening to Y98. Let's go, you St. Louis Blues.
Mm. 70.
I was going to say, I'll say 71.
71 is correct.
I think he'd be so flattered to know that you wore his number playing flag.
I know.
Part of the big red. Man, he was so good. Hall of Famer for the Cardinals, too. So,
happy birthday, Dan.
Let's now look at a singer who's also a judge. How old is Nicole Scherzinger from the Pussycat Dolls?
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like me? Don't you?
Yeah, she and Jenny McCarthy, the best guessers on The Masked Singer in terms of judges.
Man, there are some quotes from her about the Pussycat Dolls. It is, I went on a Pussycat Dolls deep dive not too long ago. A lot of controversy because they're back, by the way.
But with or without her?
With her.
Oh, okay. Really?
But then not with, but not all the original ones because there was some drama. Can you believe that? The
Pussycat Dolls. Yeah.
See, if Eden's crush had just taken off for Nicole,
agreed.
It would have all been different.
Agreed.
Wasn't Fergie in Eden's crush, too?
Fergie was in, what was it called? Another one.
Okay.
This is Wild Orchid.
Oh, Wild Orchid.
It, yes.
Nicole, wow. I'm going to say 47.
Yeah, 48.
Go lower, Lance.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I think it's four.
Is Kevin smiling? Is Kevin smiling?
42.
Really?
42.
I don't know if I'm smiling.
See?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Now let's look at a couple of Collins on today's birthday list. The first
couple
is
of Collins.
Couple of Collins. Your first from SNL. How old is Colin Jost?
A new survey ranks the Boston accent as one of the sexiest accents in America. But keep in mind, the survey was conducted by Catastrophic Hearing Loss magazine.
He's younger than his fiance, Scarlett Johansson. I know that. 32.
38.
38 is correct.
Wow.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. And then another Colin, the lead singer of Men at Work. How old is Colin Hay?
Who can it be knocking at my door?
I listened to some Men at Work and some Colin Hay solo stuff this weekend. Mm-hmm. That guy delivers. I saw him on with Ringo Starr's All Star Band at the Fox last year, and he was he stole the show.
He's still got it. He does stuff acoustic now. Like when he plays old Men at Work acoustically, it's so good.
They did Africa because the other guy in the All Star Band was Steve, what's his name, from Toto.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Did you look
at there? Yes, thank you. And Colin Hay did the gonna make it away, the high part on it. I regret doing that already. Yeah, it was awesome. Africa. Anyway, I'll bet Colin Hay. Man, that's a tough one.
I have a number, but I might be way off.
I'm going to go 64.
65.
67.
67 is correct. Oh. Yeah. And we'll end today with the one and only, how old is Gary Busey?
So you can make your own Buseyisms. Just take your last name and put ism on the back of it. Like John Smith. Here's a Smithism. Like Ronald McDonald. Here's a McDonaldism. See how easy it is? The point is, you now have the ability to be happy.
Man. We really beat that guy up.
Yes.
And like something happened to him and we're like, oh, Everybody just—it's sad.
Yeah, because when he started out, he did the Buddy Holly story. I remember back in the early '70s, and he was like touted as a really like the next young actor to be. And then he was an awesome villain in Lethal Weapon.
He was a phenomenal actor. Yeah, for a long time.
Yeah, he had a motorcycle accident, right?
Yep.
Yeah, his son was in Stranger Things. All right.
Seventy-three.
74.
71. 76.
Wow.
Oh. Yeah. So there you go. Your celebrity birthdays for the day. Happy birthday if you're having one. And now Lance with your final look at the morning traffic.
All right. Well, some stuff that's going to last through the morning and into the afternoon. 64 eastbound at 25th Street there at the exit in East.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.